Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The third baseman, Ron Washington. Batting third. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Hatcher. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dave Engel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Teufel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Dave Meyer. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Smithson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Britt Burns. And now, play ball. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Washington moves to second. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines takes first base on ball four. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel takes first base on ball four. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Puckett strikes out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is called out on strikes. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-1 in the game. Engel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Teufel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Teufel reaches second base with a double. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Dave Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker is hit by the pitch. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hatcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Washington fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Puckett is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett juggles the ball. That's an error on Hewlett. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Teufel bunts towards the mound. Burns fields it and throws to first for the out. Engel moves to second. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Engel moves to third. Two outs. Dave Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a line drive into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Smalley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Engel takes first base on ball 4. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns fires to first and has Engel trapped. There's the throw to Guillen who tags Engel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kent Harbeck now playing first base. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law is hit by the pitch. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett bunts in front of the plate. Engel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Teufel covering, for the double play. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Teufel hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-3 in the game. Gagne takes first base on ball 4. Dave Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gagne. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Gagne steals second. Dave Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Gaetti now playing third base. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Walker strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Frank Euphemia now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kittle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fisk moves to second. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Daryl Boston. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Fisk trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Kittle moves to second. Two outs. Luis Salazar pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.